Hi, everybody. Well, today is another Monday. If you're listening live, it's a Monday. If not, it may not be. Or you're listening live overseas, it could be Tuesday. But today's Monday where we are. And the day today is September 5th, 2016. So the 5th of September, 2016. We're going to clear the date here. Get rid of those numbers off of you. They're tracking numbers, and they can bring forth past energies, you know, like I always mentioned, the past energies of what happened on this planet and maybe even elsewhere, which you don't know about at all, of things happening. Since we're living in time, I'm sure that they could bring forth events from maybe outside of our realm of experiences, our universe. And maybe they have another one, a copy and pasted one, that they have other things happening on the same day, and they can copy and paste that to us. So in a sense, you're just living a movie set and living in the Matrix here, unless you get into the present moment. So that's the main key. If you didn't hear me properly, when you get into the present moment, do the mind to heart drop, then all this stuff that you're dealing with can still be around you, and it still could be happening. It could even be happening to you. But you're at peace. And that's the way you get out of situations. So here we go, everybody. Let's do this here. So we're going to get rid of the date off of you and just see how your body responds to this here. Remember, it could be a date of September 5th. It could be 20 years ago that were taken away also as the energies copy and pasted on you for today's date. So here we go, releasing the energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Just to have some fun here, let's go back to your age of one. And this date, September 5th, would be when you were 1 year of age. During that year, and so maybe you're, you know, born in December, we'll say. Well, you still are going through at the age of one, you know, this date until you turn two. So here we go. Let's take that this day off of you at the age of one and just see how you're feeling. Remember, everything from the past, which is in your memory, okay, is connected to you. So here we go. Let's release your age of one. September 5th, 2016. So here we go, releasing that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And, I want to release something else here, but this will be up to you to determine. There's probably a movie that you have seen in the past that you couldn't wait to go see, and it was a great movie, and you know, when you think about movies, this one tends to pop up. What had a date that it opened up, you know, at the theater when it was released? And so because you really like that movie, you can still think about it. Remember, you're still in time on it. And it may have had some other energetic signature attached to that movie. So, you know, you might want to think of the original Alien movie. That would be one, possibly, with Sigourney Weaver. You may want to think of the movie E.T. That was real popular. Yeah, but the date that it opened up, remember, that they probably put something in that energy of that date, as people wanted to see that movie. So just think of the movie that you're thinking about and release the date, whatever that would be, where it has that impact, where it got released, the release date of that to the public. So here we go. Think of that one movie. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, oh boy, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, let's see, we need to now release your pet peeve or whatever that would be, situation that you're dealing with now. So think of it. And for solid mind energy, so that's why we deal with that and tell you to think of something. I am going to take that program of your one thought that you're having away from you so you can be at peace. Here we go, releasing that. I use the word stronger. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Wonderful. Okie doke. Let's bring up the light beams. So we have a lot of the monitors up on your monitor screens with light beams. For some people, I have maybe half a dozen or more, and they put them up and do different clearings and in different rooms. So here we go. Release this energy that's around you. Remember, when you bring in peace, the stuff around you tends to just drop off. It doesn't want to be in peace. They're active. They want to take energy. So a lot of times, energetic cordings leave. That would be attached to your room, to you. And you start feeling peace in the room. So here we go, releasing those energies and bringing in peace from the light beams. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And naturally, because we're having difficulties now in the sense the people not sleeping well the last week or so, as the aliens are trying to bring in these mixed up timelines and trying to take you off of your peace, because they want to have a new program here, a new showing of whoever's going to be out there coming through. So people have had sleep problems. So let's get rid of the aliens that may be involved with that, or maybe they're having even worse troubles than we are. So here we go. The aliens that are listening to the program, they have a free ticket out of here as long as they haven't done any dirty deeds, done dirt cheap, and maybe they got paid a lot, whatever, but if they did anything like that to harm humanity, they can't leave. They'll be accounted for. So, but the other ones that are the slaves, they go, oh, man, I got a bus ticket out of here. Can't wait. They're lining up, and here they go. They have to count to 100. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. There we go, everybody. So your roommate feel better. Okay, we'll bring our co-host on. So, Elizabeth, are you out of the makeup room and got your headphones on and your hair done right and everything?
Yes, Ron, I'm fresh out of the trailer and ready to go. The show tonight is The Healing Highway. Would like to welcome everybody to our Monday, September 5th show. It's 2016, as Ron said, and thanks so much for joining us. A lot of people are saying, Ron, that they really felt like they needed the live show today, and they are glad that the show is live. So Ron will be doing a lot of healings for you and bringing peace energy for the next upcoming hour. And if you'd like, you can visit creationlightship.com to reference any of the healings that are mentioned on the show today, as well as explore all of the different links and documents that will be very, I think, revealing and educational for you. And if you're brand new, just joining us, please make sure you bring up that picture of the light being, which Ron just energized with peace energy for you and your space. And Ron, a lot of people were writing in, and they were wondering if you could maybe do some clearings. And the first thing that came up for them was uncertainty or being unsure.
Okay. So what we're going to do here is probably one of the first times. We're going to the Lightship, everybody. This program, from now to the end of the program, will not work on the archives, because we're going to be on the Lightship for this whole program here. And that's because the timelines are pretty detrimental for people, causing problems. So the listeners that are listening live right now will go to the Lightship. Everyone else for the program, you still get the information that we have, and you will feel peace energy, probably actually feel a lot of peace energy, so you're not losing out. So here we go. We're going to go to the Lightship, everybody, and you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, and these clearings will be on the Lightship, and they'll be, fulfilling. Let's use that word. So going up, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we're in the Lightship now. And now we're going to go into a healing room for uncertainty. So they're going to look and find energies that you may have inside of you that deal with that energy. This is not like a whole lifetime clearing, but it'll be more than I would normally do on a program just to clear some stuff away from you. So here we go, uncertainty. I'm going to count to 20 to release that energy from you. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Okay, the next clearing would be being maybe unsure of yourself, whatever that would mean to you. So here we go, releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. And I think maybe because of the energies, two people could be dealing with fear. Remember, if you're taken off of a timeline and you don't feel quite right, that could put your body into fear. Remember, you have your mental energies of fear, and you have your body energies experiencing the fear. So I'm working on your body energies, how this energy is affecting your physical body. That's what we clear on the Lightship, is body stuff, nothing to do with mind. The mind gave it to the body, and the body now suffering. So here we go, releasing fear from your body that you've experienced maybe in the last few days here. And you can also think of a fear. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. And naturally, with fear, people have anxiety. So we have the extreme anxiety on the website. Sometimes people need extra doses here. So here we go, anxiety. 1, releasing this from you. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Okay. And let's do one for depression. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. And, you know, possibly after you're in fear and you're anxious and you may get pissed off, you know, not knowing why, but maybe you're angry, okay? Irritable, angry. Maybe people are making you annoyed. You know, you have no patience. So let's do something like that here. So here we go. I'll just put down being angry here on my list here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, seven, eight, nine, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. And I'm thinking, you know, since you're now on these goofy timelines, you might feel abandoned. Maybe you're on some timeline and, you know, your closest friend that you would normally talk to every day, you can't get in touch with them or something, or, you know, their phone isn't working, they forgot to charge it or something like that, and you know, you're wondering where your friend is, so you're feeling lonely. So here we go, loneliness clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. And you might have something to where you're maybe you overreact, okay? So we'll do some clearing for that here. So I was done overreacting. And here we go. Maybe lack of patience. So here we go. Think of that issue. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Okay. And, you know, with that, with loneliness and stuff, you might have betrayal, thinking that your friend who's not calling you betrayed you. So let's do a betrayal clearing. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. We'll do another one here. This one will be different. Remember, you might have a dog or a cat as a pet, right? And so they could be on a different timeline than you're on. And they may not even recognize you. And you wonder, gee, why is my dog running away from me or barking at me or something? Or why is the cat looking at me and run out of the room? So that's that can't happen. They could see you as something other than you are. So here we go. This will be interesting. I'll do it for you, and then if you have any pets or animals, I'll do it for them. So here we go. Maybe a goldfish looks at you kind of strange, you know? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And now we'll do this for your pet or animal to get them on your timeline. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Okay. If you have any comments on this, I'd like to have, if you could, send us something here. I'll do one more. I'll kind of see what to do here. I imagine we could probably do one more of these to, if you're walking funny, maybe you got up this morning and you started walking in circles, or you felt like one of your legs was longer than the other, or you leaned to one side or fell over out of bed or something. Or maybe you try to have your morning juice or coffee and you put it up to your mouth and you overreacted and dumped it on your new clothing, you know? Being fresh for the day or something. So let's do a clearing for that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. We'll do one for sadness here. Here we go. So think of your issue if you have one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Naturally, you'd pull up something, I'm sure. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. We'll do one for grief. Whenever I hear the word grief, I think of good grief. That one program on TV years ago was good grief, anyway, with the phrase in there. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And we'll do one for being stressed out. So here we go, stressed out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Okay. Let's, maybe you're feeling a little spacey. So you feel spaced out. Let's do that one here. Not connected. Maybe you're just kind of like ozoned here. So here we go. Being spacey, spaced out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Okay. So that might be good unless we get something else here. So I'll turn it over to you, Elizabeth. Are you still with us here?
Yes, Ron, I thank you so much. I'm feeling great, and for everyone listening now, Ron has just taken us to the lightship, and this is only going to work on the live show, but this is kind of a good sample of what he does on the Saturday shows, as well as on the 8-hour healing intensive calls, and on some of the other weekly calls as well. It's a frequent occurrence where we are taken up to the lightship and we're able to request healings from the light beings, and all of this is done by our own free will, free choice. We have to say what we would like them to heal out loud, and then they will work on that with us. So this is a really special treat for everybody. And Ron, that's great. All of those things that you were clearing, I think a lot of our listening audience has been writing in and saying all of these things, like they're feeling off balanced. A lot of them are feeling anxiety or uncertainty and depression. And I think this always kind of happens when, these new timelines are being brought in. So everybody, you just want to keep doing the mind-to-heart drop and staying at peace as much as you can, and also, you know, continuing to run the clearings. And for those of you who are looking for Ron's website, it is creationlightship.com. So this is really great. Wow. And we have a ton of wonderful responses that are coming in from the listening audience. And someone wrote in and said, thank you, Ron. Living with no source energy has been different. I think I even missed the ascension sometimes. I wake from dreams while sleeping, and it feels no different when I am awake.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Yeah, and someone also said they were very wobbly yesterday with the squirrely timelines. And I think somebody else wrote in, Ron, and said they felt like they were floating. They couldn't get grounded. So maybe there was something going on yesterday. So I don't know if you want to check and make sure that the planet is in its proper alignment. I know we sometimes do that on the live shows.
Yeah, it is a little goofy. I'll just say that it is, yes. I don't know how much off it is here. It's out of my parameters or out of my ability to look at it completely.
Okay.
Normally I'm good for about up to 10%. There's something else happening, but let's bring it back into where we're supposed to be here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, I'll count to 100, so you're going to probably feel things move and shift. If I were to say what it is, it's like, to me, like 45 degrees out, but that would be an awful large number. So I just don't know, but I'm going to count to 100 to bring it back to where it's supposed to be. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Yeah, we need the reset button here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 40. What I will say, if you don't remember what we did earlier on the program here in the last, say, 25 minutes, that's perfectly normal because you're on the lightship and you're out of time. you probably will not have anything recorded mentally for what happened, but you will feel the results. But then that'll go away as you get put back into peace, because peace does not hang on to any energy. So if you want to take some notes, you can do that. But it may not mean anything to you, but at least you can see what you experienced. Okay, next, here we go. Bringing the earth into where it needs to be. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Ooh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So that should probably feel better for you. So I guess the Twilight Zone and the Star Trek and the Outer Limits stuff that we used to watch, if you did watch that, those programs, naturally, Father knows best. These energies are now kind of leaving and coming back into sync here. And then we have the one that you were there. You know, that was kind of interesting. And you were there. That was, I think, Ronald Reagan with the 20 Mule Team Borax commercial. If you're younger, you probably don't remember it, but, you know, the show can be kind of dated sometimes. So anyway, that's back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, Ron, that's really awesome. And I know, myself included, many of us in the listening audience, you know, we are very sensitive and we do pick up on these things. And I know a lot of people, despite doing clearings, have been feeling very anxious. And a lot of people are writing and saying they're depressed. And, you know, it's great to know that you have this resource and all of this knowledge and all of this wonderful information that you can then use to empower yourself with. And I should just mention this too. Ron is doing a special call on September 10th. It is a Saturday call, and he is going to be clearing cultural heritage disconnection. And that includes genetic influences, mindsets, traits, habits, and addictions. So I don't think this could have come at a better time, Ron. And, you know, a lot of the things that affect us in our lives are based on ingrained stuff. For example, poverty, racism, that's a certain mindset that's carried over into this lifetime and can be affecting our current lifetime. So this is a really wonderful call. It's 10:30 to 12:30 Pacific Standard Time on Saturday the 10th, and it's only a $20 donation via PayPal. And then once you get that receipt number, just email it to Ron, and you'll be signed up for that call. So I think we're expecting a really good turnout for that, and you can register for that, starting now. And a lot of people do, and they really do get great benefit from these special sessions that Ron does. And it seems like they really do benefit everybody. So a lot of people are saying regarding yesterday, they felt like they couldn't walk right. They felt like they were walking into a brick wall and felt like they were pushing into the energy. So definitely there was a lot of people seem to have been feeling some unusual energies yesterday. And someone wrote in and said, Rod Sterling's Twilight Zone, he said, there is nothing in the dark that isn't there when the lights are on. Wow. So someone else wrote in and said, thank you for all the clearings tonight. I felt very funky today. I think a lot of people share that. And somebody else said, oh, this is something that we don't mention that often, but it is very useful. And this is, I think this person's talking about the clearing for the last 5 days, which is kind of the online version of what Ron does when he's doing the in-person appearances at the expo. And it's basically, it clears out mental, emotional, feeling, trauma, pain, heartache, and then aligns the spirit and body. And you can do that at the top of creationlightship.com. I believe it's one of the audio samples. And I think it's the first one, the 5-day sample healing. So if you look at that and you play that, I think it takes about, 15 minutes. But this listener wrote in and said, it's an awesome clearing. It makes a large difference in your body, and they run this daily. Thanks.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, we don't talk about that one that often here, if at all. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, there are things that are on the website or people find, and it's good to know about these things. So anyway, and what I like having is when people comment about, oh, Ron, I do this clearing and that clearing and this one also, and I put them all together, and it's just wonderful. And, you know, they've been doing clearings, and they finally stumble upon their own little niche of clearings that work great for them. Remember, a lot of people do the clearings at night before they go to sleep. So if you are one of those people that do clearings then, and you found maybe 3 or 4 clearings that you do every night, it'd be wonderful for you to input that to us. We can tell people about those. I know a lot of people do the unlimited emotional every night because they don't want to bring to bed with them their emotions to be put on timelines. So remember, what you typically when you go to sleep at night, you're bringing forth, before you go to sleep, your day's events, and it's kind of running through your mind. You may think of that or realize that you start worrying about things of the day. Well, automatically you're going to be on those timelines at night when you're sleeping. So you do a clearing to get it released from you, then you can have a peaceful sleep. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and also a lot of people put up the light being and run timeline crashes while they're asleep, and that's a really another effective way of kind of utilizing the clearings. And a lot of people put in to timeline crash their dreams the very next day after they wake up. So it is really helpful, and I find that the more you utilize the clearings into your daily life, it only enhances your experience, makes you more peaceful, makes your interactions with other people more pleasant usually. Ron, the thing is, why I feel this program is so important and why everyone listening is so lucky is because we understand the value of not making decisions based upon emotions, because what all the clearings do is take the emotions out of the picture. And if you are making choices based on choice and free will and taking that knee-jerk reaction out of the equation, your life is going to be more peaceful and you're going to be happier and things aren't going to bother you the way that they used to. So
yeah,
all of that...
I'll give you an example here of how things happen. A couple months ago, I was talking to a gentleman and he just bought a brand new Ford truck. And I don't know, it was all decked out with it, whatever it was. You know, he got the best one, right? And he said he went to a shopping center with it. And what happened, somebody who was intoxicated ran into his door. And so now, you see, his whole history of his whole life with his truck is going to be that this person ran into his vehicle and smashed his door. And naturally, the paint's never going to match, you know. And so that truck now, you know, is going to have all this negative energy on it whenever he thinks about that, buying his brand new Ford truck. Well, that's kind of what happens, you know, when you have something happen to you, even if it's not a physical thing to you, but, you know, like, you know, your car got run into in the parking lot, you weren't hurt, but now you're going to bed with your car being damaged, injured in a sense. You're thinking about it. You're not with it. Maybe it got towed away, and, you know, you got a loner, and, you know, you're upset. Well, you're bringing that into bed with you. And actually, you're going to have dreams about that in the beyondo. It's not that you may have them here, but the aliens are going to just love that because it traumatized you. And that's why you want to do these clearings, to get out of it. So that's why you want to have clearing, so you can be in the moment and stop dealing with the negative stuff. Maybe you might feel different the next day. Maybe you might just say, well, yeah, you know, like the guy with the new truck, right, that he's going to be thinking about this accident whenever he sees his truck. Maybe he might just say, you know, I bought this brand-new Ford truck, and I got a door ding on it, you know. I'm going to get it fixed. I'm going to trade it in. I'll lose $10,000 on it. I'm buying me another truck. I don't want to have that energy at all. You know, that would be one way to look at it. I don't know if anybody would do that, but at least that way he has a fresh start. Otherwise, his truck is going to be, like, cursed, in a sense, by him for the rest of the truck's life. Listen, when he looks at that door, it doesn't match, okay? So anyway, you can probably all relate to this here. So back to you.
Yeah, Ron, I know someone who would actually probably do that. But, yeah, it is true. And, you know, maybe not even if something as major as a truck, but, yeah, a lot of the times, like, I find that when you let people borrow things and they give them back to you, they're never really in the same condition as you had them before you lent them out. And it kind of then, I don't know, with me anyway, like books and things, like you just don't want them back. So I never let anybody borrow anything. I just, either I give things away or if it's something I want, I don't give it to anybody because I don't want their energy on it. Or, you know, whatever. But yeah, that's a very good point. And, I did also want to read this testimonial. It's a little bit long, but I think it relates to what you're talking about here on the show. And somebody said that upon recommendation by another listener from last Saturday's program who endorsed listening to the archive of January 31st, 2014, to learn about the free alien mind fog clearing. I was amazed at all the useful information on that archive. I was inspired to run the mind fog removal clearing overnight for two nights in a row. I believe it is allowing me more clarity of awareness and helps the other clearings work better, especially the mental whole life clearing. It is worth it to listen to the pleasant conversation on this archive. Thank you, Ron, for the free clearings which allow for greater learning and hearing what you teach. It is getting through.
Thank you. So we're still on the light ship, everybody. So let's go to one of the healing rooms here. And I like going in where the dolphins are. That was one of the original rooms that I went into long, long time ago. So let's go where the dolphins are now. There's three dolphins coming your way. Request your healing. If you want to feel the dolphins, you can put your hands in front of you, you know, with your palms facing out, and maybe a foot from your body, you can actually feel, you know, the skin, we'll say, of the dolphin. It's very, very slick. And just move your hands up and down a little bit, back and forth. And you might even ask them to turn, and you can actually, you know, feel their little snoot, you know. But they're giving you a healing now for what you're requesting, a physical body healing. So do that. I also want to go into a room that we don't normally go into hardly at all, and that's the room with the cactus. And there's some beautiful cactus there with the flowers coming out of them, you know, that are in full bloom. So here we go. Let's get some cactus energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Maybe you might have some kind of owie, need some aloe vera on it, so just request that, and we'll stay in the room here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And I'll go into one more room here. I'm seeing sheep, so we don't go into the sheep room that often, so here's sheep coming your way. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so I'll turn it back over to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, Ron, this is so great. What a rare opportunity and a wonderful treat to be taken up to the light ship on a Monday. And I think everybody's feeling really great and they all really needed this. So thanks so much. And somebody else wrote in to say that everyone here in Hawaii is thrilled that two hurricanes just diverted around the islands. They think it's a miracle. I think it was the timeline crashes. How can one say thank you?
Wonderful. Great, great. Oh, I don't see what other room to go into on the lightship here. We don't go into the room with the dinosaurs that often, maybe once a year. So let's go where the dinosaurs are. So we can ride on them if you wish. So here we go, dinosaur room. Request your one particular physical body healing. So here we go. And there's three dinosaurs. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Elizabeth, back to you.
Okay, wow. Thanks, Ron. And these are some very unusual rooms, everybody. Ron's right, we don't normally go into these rooms. So the sheep room was particularly sweet, and I do like them, and they're very gentle, and all the energies are different. So if you'd like to respond, maybe you were able to feel the dolphins, or you were able to experience some healing here on the call. It feels like a call, but it's a show tonight, excuse me. So if you would like to write in and describe your experience, you can do that via clsquestions@yahoo.com or via our chat link, and that is up and running live during the show on creationlightship.com at the very top of the page, as well as always through our BBS radio homepage. So, Ron, somebody was asking regarding the cultural heritage disconnection call that you're doing on the 10th. Will you be charging water on that call?
Yes, we always charge water, yes. Uh-huh. So I would suggest having maybe six bottles of water or glasses of water ready. For that call. It might even be more than that. We normally, recently we're doing calcium, magnesium. We're doing silver water for drinking. That's just regular water to drink. The other waters are maybe if you need it or want to experiment with it and try it out, we'll say. Normally the silver water is what you'd be drinking if you get thirsty. We have the sleeping water for that evening. I would take that before you go to bed. We have mouthwash water. Then we have pain release water. So those are the main ones that we normally do, and it could be something else too. But let's go to another room on the lightship here. So let's go into where the birdies are, and we'll go into where they have yellow canaries singing. And maybe another room where they have the maybe the parakeets and parrots, the tropical birds. So it's kind of up to you what you wish to look at and have around you. So here we go, going into the room with the birdies. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And let's go into the room with the bald eagles. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And I was sent a video about a week ago from one of our listeners, and they had a camera on the back of an eagle, and they had and then we saw another one too. But you know, they let the bird go. Quite a ways away. I think it was probably over in Europe. And it's probably a five-minute video, I think, but the bird was, you know, let loose. And it was flying around. It wasn't really flying. It was gliding. And it would move all around, and you're kind of watching it, watching its head. That's what you're sort of seeing, and a little bit of its shoulders. And then it eventually sees its owner. And the owner has, you know, one of these, you know, the armband on, I guess, you know, with the leather or whatever. And he holds it up, and the bird you know, connects to him, lands on his arm. I mean, it was like, wow. And, anyway, you may want to Google something like that. But I think it was, you know, one of the Eagles, I believe. And, anyway, there's other videos, too. They had some with some balloons in the air. But, man, it was quite something just to watch this bird looking for its owner, I guess. So, anyway, quite heartwarming to watch this thing fly or glide around. It wasn't flying. It didn't flap its wings out, I could tell. It was just hovering, doing different turns over this town, looking, I guess, for its owner. So, anyway, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, wow, that is so cool. And the Eagle Room was wonderful. And we frequently see bald eagles here back east, and they are very, very beautiful to see. And someone else wrote in and said, wow, so long on the lightship today, Monday longer than Saturday. It's wonderful. Thank you, Ron. So people are really liking this. We are all on the lightship right now. And Ron has taken us into some very wonderful and unusual rooms, and we have been able to request our healings from the light beings for the duration of this show while it's live today. And somebody else wrote in, Ron, and said that they are running the alien poison waste products and carcass removal, and they are saying that our bodies are lighter and suffers from less pain and anxiety, but it's well worth the $100 costs. And they run the program for various alien entities, such as octopus, jellyfish, squid, and at night, actually once a week, to clear out these aliens. So that's something that people have been doing at night, is that alien waste removal, which that actually seems like a wonderful clearing to run at night, because it's kind of like when your body's asleep and you're recharging. That seems like that would be a really good one to do. And someone else wrote in and said they bought the, I think, the Whole Lifetime Unlimited Emotional Clearing, which is the first clearing that you do before doing any of the others. And I think she said she purchased them for her adult son and his wife. And they have, of course, not appreciated it. I run them before I go over there just for my own comfort. However, the wife had a week-long emotional fit. I suggested running the unlimited emotional, then go talk to her. He could not believe it. She was not nearly as emotional. He actually viewed the difference. It has been a game changer for him and his belief system. I am so excited and thankful. Yay!
That's great.
Yeah, that's really cool. And that's very generous to purchase that for not only one but two people. It's a really great gift you gave them and also to yourself, and will change your personal interactions with everybody. So another listener wrote in, Ron, and said, I was listening to one of the radio programs when all of a sudden Ron gave me a personal message. He said, I don't know why people keep their old names when they get divorced. The thought consumed me, so I changed my name, dropping my stepfather's name and my previous husband's two old names that I had carried. What a difference. I had no idea I was still corded into that previous grief by keeping the name. I feel great. Thanks, Ron.
Well, that's great. Wonderful. So let's go into another room in the light ship. We're going to go into a room for healing. Naturally, all the rooms are healing, but this is for scar tissue. So if you have any, maybe, operations, scars, et cetera, or something like that, let's work with that. So you have to focus on one of these that you have. Maybe you had, I don't know, whatever you have had, you know, so I don't want to suggest anything, but maybe, you know, like, you know, maybe you had some stitches or something that could give scar tissue. Maybe you had an incision, appendicitis or something. You know, but anyway, focus on that one thing. We're going into this room right now, and they'll be working with you right now. So maybe they're out of time. So even though it may sound like we're there for maybe a minute or two, it could be, you know, quite a while to do the procedure. So here we go. So in the room now, so here comes the energy. Stronger, request your healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. There we go. So see how that helps you. And we got about 4 minutes to go, Elizabeth, so I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, wow, this is so wonderful. And a lot of people are really responding to the different rooms that you've taken us into live on the Lightship tonight on this Monday. It's been really nice to go there. And if you are enjoying this experience that you are having on the show tonight, be sure to check out Ron's monthly healing calls. He does a series of 3 8-hour healing intensives every month, as well as the weekly calls. And a lot of the times we are taken up to the Lightship on the weekly calls, as I had mentioned earlier in the program. And it's a wonderful feeling, and I know it seems like a long call, but once you get on it, it goes by so fast, and there are breaks in between, and you do get plenty of water and mouthwash water and shower water, a lot of different waters, and drinking water as well. So you can also attend as an absentee if you're not able to be on the call during the time that it is going on, so you can sign up for that. And I think the next one starts on September 11th and then goes through September 18th and the 25th, and the monthly 4-hour Ascension prep call is that previous Saturday, September 10th. So that's also the day of the Cultural Heritage Disconnection call. So if you can get on both of those, that would be awesome. And also, Ron is going to be at the New Life Expo next month, and we've been talking about that a little bit here on the show, but he'll be at the New Life Expo in New York City, Hotel Pennsylvania, October 21st through the 23rd. And he'll be doing the Light Infusion Chamber, as well as several lectures and workshops, and you can find out more about that at newlifeexpo.com. Just look for Ron on that website. And if you're back east, it's a great way to get to experience the Light Chamber and also experience the 5-day sample healings, which you can also do through the web. But it's always a great experience to go and also just see how people respond to the healings. So,
yep, we have our monitors up. So let's. I guess our show's about ready to end here. So we'll come back from the light ship. So I'll count to five as you come back. And your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are also coming back with you. So here we go. Coming back down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we'll end our program with the mind to heart drop. And this you should be doing probably every hour if you can. To become peaceful. So here we go. You can follow me with this if you wish. So you need to say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And now we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. You may feel those energies dropping down from your head to your heart. It's quite interesting when you can feel that. So here we go. This will bring you peace at the end of it. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Everybody, blessings. Thank you for listening. And our next conference call is tomorrow, which is Tuesday, 5:30 Pacific. We do energetic cording release, $20. Bye, everyone. Thank you. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, Elizabeth. Bye, all.